Today's story, The Shadow Returns. A situation has arisen that's causing shipping great concern. It's in the hope you shipmasters may be able to offer some solution or explanation that you've been called here. Mr. Kentschner has come from the Washington office to acquaint you with the facts. Gentlemen, Mr. Kentschner.
Thank you, Commodore. Gentlemen, during the past few months, we've been getting reports of an alarming series of strange accidents aboard incoming ships. Out of 60 ships that have tied up at this port recently, some 50 crew members have been put in hospitals for infections in arms, legs, and shoulders. Really, gentlemen. And 15 seamen have either lost a leg or an arm in the past few months. Really, it's true, gentlemen. And in addition, 4 have died as a result of their injuries.
Have you any idea of the cause? Any clue at all?
The only thing we're sure of, Commodore, is that unless something can be done at once, there are men on the sea right now who lose an arm, a leg, or maybe their lives.
Examinations
are getting
sailing.
Yes, Dr. Bedlam?
Stay here.
Yes, sir.
I'll have to do something about that arm of yours.
Victor?
Yes, sir?
Is this doctor want to fool with your arm? You not let him?
Don't worry, what do you mean?
I sailed with him before. Many times. You let him do something, you'll be sorry. You remember what they tell you?
What are you waiting for, Johnson?
Hey, go now, doctor. Don't forget what they tell you.
Johnson, I know what to do.
All right, Payne. Now we'll take care of you. Where'd you get the vaccination?
Well, I got it in Harbor. I went to that doctor you told me about.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten. Well, you've got a bit of an infection. Place your arm on the table.
Oh, listen, Doc. I don't want to go home to my mother with my arm all tied up. She'd be scared to death.
Now, look here, Payne. I can't force you to slip into treatment. But if you disregard my advice, I'll have your name stricken from the crew roster.
Oh, no. You see, this is my first voyage. Well, I want to make good.
Well, it's up to you. What do you want to do? I can't waste all day with you.
Well, all right, go ahead.
This won't hurt. Steady down.
All right. Shoot. Oh, stop. Stop. Doc, stop.
Fainted, eh? A very effective anesthetic. Now, Victor Payne, we'll perform a real operation.
Fun is right. I've never had so much fun thrust upon me in such large doses in all my life.
Well, you mean the cruise director.
I mean the cruise director. That voice of his will haunt me for the rest of my days.
Having fun this morning, Mr. Cranston. Enjoying the deck games, Mr. Cranston. They're fun. Play bridge, Mr. Cranston. It's loads of fun. Be sure to come to the dance tonight, Mr. Cranston.
It's going to be fun, yes, I know.
Say, look, Lamont.
Yeah, what's the matter?
When you're in the ship, that group of seamen, they've been gathering little knots like that for the last few days. What do you suppose it means?
Maybe they're planning to get the cruise director.
Oh, no, seriously, Lamont. I don't like it.
And look, there's Captain Blair running down from the bridge. Come along, Margo. Let's walk back and see what it's all about.
Well, not too close, Lamont.
Don't worry, Margo. Well, I don't like the look of it.
Don't give me the ring. Yeah, let me go. Let me go.
What's that?
Here, what's going on here? You, Johnson, come back.
Hey.
Get right there.
the meaning of this?
Dr. Vaidlaw.
Yes, Captain.
What happened? Why did this man strike you?
I'm sure I don't know. I came out of my cabin and he jumped on me.
You go below, skipper. You look at young Payne. Then you know why I hit him.
Victor Payne, the cabin boy? What's wrong with him?
If he don't get the proper medical attention right soon, skipper, the lad will lose his arm.
He's been lying in his bunk screaming with pain for 2 days. And his sawbones won't do anything for him.
What does this mean, Doctor? What happened to the cabin boy?
He was vaccinated and half infection set in. His arm has swollen a bit.
His arms were big like 2 arms.
Now, what have you done for the boy, Doctor?
All I could. Needs an operation, but we haven't the facilities aboard. We get to port tomorrow. I'll take him to a sanatorium where I can do the job right.
It'll be all right to wait. I mean, there's no great danger?
No, sir.
Very well. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
This is a serious offense striking a ship's officer. I can't let it pass. You'll have a hearing later. In the meantime, Matthews.
Aye, sir.
Put this man in irons.
Put him in irons. All right, Johnson. Come on.
You can put me in irons now. But I get that fella later. I'll fix him.
All right. All right, now the rest of you. Get back to your post. Go on now.
Let's go below and see this cabin boy. The one they say has such a bad arm.
Do you think there's some truth to what the men say?
I don't know, Margot. They may exaggerate, but I've always inclined to the belief that too many men can't be too far wrong.
To do my trick like everybody else. I'm going to work.
Now, just a minute, son. You're in no condition to do any work.
I tell you, I'm...
Now, take it easy.
Steady, boy. I'm back in bed with you.
Easy now. There we are.
They'll never ship me again. I fell down on my first voyage.
Don't worry about that. You've got a man-sized job getting well on your hands.
Victor, this here's Mr. Cranston and... come in, Miss Lane.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Cranston and Miss Lane, Victor. They're passengers. Come down to see how you're doing.
You mind if I look at your arm, Victor?
No, sir.
What? No bandage? See. That's a nasty wound.
Why, the arm must be swollen more than twice its normal size.
Tell me, Victor, how did it happen?
Well, it started from a vaccination I got in Hall. A bit of infection set in. Well, I didn't think it was much, but Dr. Badlaw, he said it was serious.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Cranston.
Yes, sir.
I won't lose my arm. Oh, I can't do that, sir. I've got to work. You see, there's somebody depending on me. That's why I came to see, because there wasn't any work at home.
Oh, but you don't lose your courage.
Oh, it's my own fault. I'm in this mess. I was warned against Badlaw.
Warned? By whom?
Luke Johnson. He told me not to let Badlaw touch me.
Johnson? The man who struck the doctor? Oh, I see.
Hello, Mr. Cranston. How do you do, Miss Lane?
How do you do, Captain?
You've met Dr. Badlaw, I believe.
Yes, Dr. Badlaw, I've met before.
How do you do?
Captain, I don't think this boy should be kept down here. I'll be glad to pay for a deck cabin.
Oh, that won't be necessary. I had no idea he was so badly off. I'll have him moved at once. Just a minute, Captain. I think I should be consulted. Any plans that affect my patient?
Well, surely, Doctor, you don't object to his being moved out of this hot, humid place.
I wouldn't object, Miss Lane, if I thought it was best for the patient.
But you refuse to allow the boy to be moved?
Until my judgment dictates otherwise, yes.
Dr. Vadlow, I think that you...
Margo, please. I think we better leave the doctor with his patient. Come along.
Oh, Lamont, I'm so angry I could... Well, it's a good thing I'm not a man. I can't see why...
Margo, please. This is a time to keep the head cool and the heart warm. I don't understand why Vadlaw sewed that wound up in the first place. It's an infection. It should be allowed to drain.
Well, something's got to be done. The boy's in great danger, Lamont.
Margot,
have a feeling Newt Johnson knows something. Perhaps the Shadow can find the answer.
What are you going to do?
Have a little tete-a-tete with Seaman Johnson. In the meantime, Margo, I want you to go to the wireless room and send a message for me.
Comfortable in this deck cabin. He goes off into a coma every once in a while.
The pain must be horrible. Look at the way his face is contorted.
What are we going to do, Lamont?
Well, the captain's trying to contact the ship to get some advice from a physician.
I'm afraid we'll need more than advice.
Oh, Captain Blair. Any luck?
Yeah, I've got an answer from the Empress Marguerite.
Good, let's hear it.
Description of boy's arm indicates immediate operation imperative. In absence of licensed physician, suggest job be done by ship's officer or responsible layman.
How can that...
Now, wait a moment.
We'll direct operation with complete instructions via shortwave radio. Answer at once.
What does he mean, you'll direct the operation?
We'll have to set up a two-way radio so we can talk with the operator while the boy's on the table. Captain, that boy's life is in your hands.
In my hands?
You're the ranking officer. You'll have to operate.
Oh, no, Cranston. That's out of the question. I don't know the first thing about surgery.
Lamont, why don't you do it?
What?
You've had some medical training.
But I've never done anything like that.
You've had medical training? Cranston, you must. For the boy's sake.
That youngster's life is at stake, Lamont. You can't let him down.
Captain.
Yes?
How long will it take to hook up the shortwave set?
Oh, about 15 minutes.
All right. Tell the Empress Marguerite we'll operate in 15 minutes.
Shortwave all set here, sir.
You ready, Cranston?
Yes, Captain.
Margo, how about you?
I'm ready.
Good.
I'll give you the go-ahead, sir, in just a second. As soon as I raise the Marguerite.
As soon as you can.
Here, Cranston. I'll put this microphone in front of you so you can talk to Dr. Sproul.
Thank you.
Mr. Cranston.
Yes, Victor.
Could I have a cigarette?
Oh, steady your nerves, certainly.
Well, will help, sir.
Here you are. Here's the light.
UL, AMSO 36. Calling.
Now, what was that?
UL.
Victor, this is going to be a bit of an ordeal.
UL.
You'll have to listen to all the details of the operation coming from the loudspeaker.
I can take it.
UL.
You're sure, Victor? You want me to do this?
UL.
You trust me?
Trust you, sir. I'll bet on you.
Yes, well, stand by.
Yours, Captain. Take it. All right. Hello. Empress Marguerite?
Hello.
Renata
Sproul speaking.
This is Captain Blair, Doctor. We're ready on this end.
Good. Who's going to operate?
One of my passengers. I'll introduce him. Lamont Cranston. Dr. Sproul. How do you do, Doctor?
Hello, Mr. Cranston. You've got quite a job on your hands, so let's get on with it.
Good luck, Lamont.
Thanks, Doctor.
First, let me take a quick check on your setup. You've got a good sharp scalpel, I suppose.
Yes, Doctor.
Plenty of towels.
A few dozen.
Any way of sterilizing them?
Baking them with hot irons.
Good. Gauze?
Yes?
Roll it into small strips about the size of cigarettes.
Margo, will you take care of that, please?
Yes, Lamont.
You'll need those to drain the wound. Now, the disinfectant?
Iodine.
Anesthetic?
I'm using a local, Doctor. I know how to administer that. I've done it before.
Just one thing more.
Yes, Doctor.
Will you confirm all my instructions as I give them so there'll be no chance of misunderstanding?
Yes, Doctor.
All right. Now then, you say you know how to administer the anesthetic?
Yes, Doctor. Hypo's all ready.
All right. First, the alcohol.
Alcohol, Margo.
Here's mine.
Ready, Doctor.
Swab the arm.
Right.
Good.
Hypo.
Hypo. Victor. It's going to hurt for just a second. So, brace yourself.
Not at all, sir.
All right.
Oh.
Good boy. There you are, Doctor.
Iodine.
Iodine.
Paint the entire area.
Right. Entire area of infection.
Make an incision about 2 inches long, passing through the most infected area. That's all there is to it.
All right, Doctor. Don't move anybody. I have a patient here, and I'm not going to let any meddler upset my authority.
You have no authority here.
I hold my authority right in my hand, Captain. And unless you do as I say, this gun is liable to start making a noise.
Mr. Cranston, Mr. Cranston.
Just a moment, Doctor. We've had an interruption.
We've got to get on with this operation.
How are you doing, Doctor?
The delay is liable to prove fatal. We have met his
gun. Do it, not Randall
Bedloe.
Now we'll get on with the operation. Without your help.
What do you mean?
I'm still the ship's doctor. I'm justified in taking any measures to protect my patient.
You're a charlatan, Bedloe.
A faker. Your papers are all forgeries.
Shut up, Cranston, or I'll kill you.
Come on, all of you. Get out.
Well, Margo, Captain Blair, it looks as though we'll have to leave.
Oh, but Cranston, this man...
I'm sorry, Captain. There's nothing we can do.
Well, if you think I'm going to let that
boy undergo an operation, Captain.
All right. I'll follow you right out. What are you waiting for, Cranston? Get going. Take on off that light switch. Put on the light. Where are you?
He's gone.
There. We won't be disturbed now. Well, Victor, they've all gone. We're alone. Just you and me.
Keep away. Keep away. Don't come near me.
Why, Victor? I'm your doctor.
I don't want anything to do with you.
But I want to help you.
You haven't before?
I'm going to now.
What do you mean?
You have a very bad arm.
Yes, yes, thanks to you.
It'll have to come off. At once.
Oh, Mr. Cranston. Captain, help me, please.
Well, I can't help you now, Victor. You're going. Take it easy. Just breathe in. You'll be asleep. Now, Victor, when you wake up, your arm will be gone. Gone. What's that?
But the scalpel, Bedloe.
What? Ah, that radio. I thought I broke it.
So you sputter off. This is a voice you can't shut out.
Who are you?
I am the Shadow.
The Shadow? Oh, yes, I've heard of you.
Get away from that table. I'm going to finish the operation on the boy's arm.
You a shadow operator? Oh, no, you don't. Not while I can do anything about it.
Put down that scalpel, I say.
After the arm's cut off.
In that case...
You're some sort of a devil.
Stay where you are. Keep away from this table. I've no time to bother with you.
I can't see you, but I can see you lift those instruments. Put them down.
Small incision.
Don't cut stuff, I say.
Passing through.
Stop on a suit.
Most
you think I can't see you because I can't see you, and I'll show you. Still operating, eh? I plugged you, Shadow.
Oh.
Still begging for it, eh? I'll let you finish you.
I've got to finish with Victor.
What happened to Bradwell?
Shot himself. Then I'll hold the boy's arm while I finish it.
All right, men. Thank you, folks. Bradwell is dead.
Margo. Captain.
Yes?
Look. Under this muscle.
The mark.
What is it, Captain?
It's a pure blood ruby.
Embedded in the boy's arm.
Yes. There's the reason for Victor Payne's infected arm. The explanation for Bradwell's strange conduct. Let me have that scalpel, Margo.
Here you are, Lamont.
Yeah, we'll have to get it out.
Lamont, how did it get in Victor's arm?
It was placed there by Bradlaugh.
Why would he do a thing like that?
It was simply a diabolically clever way of smuggling precious stones. Bradlaugh was only one in a ring of similar fiends.
By thunder! I never heard of the like.
That's why Bradlaugh didn't want to operate until he reached port.
Exactly. He wanted to get the jewel past the customs officials. There. It's out. And this is the end of the ring's mutilating and murdering enterprise. We'll sweep the seat clean of the whole filthy tribe.
Cranston, that shoulder of yours. We've got to take care of it.
We've got to take care of this boy first. Gauze, Margo.
Gauze, Lamont.
Ready with the cotton. Here, Captain, hold the arm while I spray the wound.
All right.
Now, Margo. Cotton, pack the wound with gauze. All right. Wipe the perspiration from my face, Margo.
Look, Lamont. Here's an article in the newspaper that should give you some satisfaction.
Yes? What is it, Margo?
Listen. Surgery smuggling ring broken. 10 fake doctors taken into custody. They're private hospital raided.
I guess that winds up the case very effectively.
Listen, Lamont. It says that the ring had their own hospital where they extracted the gems from the unsuspecting carriers.
Yes, that was Victor Payne was. An unsuspecting carrier. Well, Victor's none the worse for his experience, and the ring is broken. Bradlaugh is dead.
Yes, and your wounded shoulder is healing very nicely. The doctor told me this morning that you'd be up and around again in a day or so.
That's good news. I imagine that if I take care of myself, eat the right food, exercise, build myself up, that eventually I'll be in proper condition to take another rescuer at sea.